Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But we're going to speak to Isaiah Yeo now, boys. Before we do, just a quick look at the ladder because, of course, the Mighty Panthers up there in first in equal second. Then you have the Rabbitohs and the Parramatta Eels. Then the Roosters and Storm. Then a four-point buffer to the Dragons on eight. But the Dragons, of course, have a game today. Titans on six, Warriors on six. So we'll just take a look at the eight. And eight wins from eight starts to start 2021. Isaiah Yeo, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations, mate, on the start of the year. I was just saying to the boys earlier on, you got a game coming up against the Bunnies in your hometown of Dubbo in the next couple of weeks. That must be massive for a bloke like you or someone like Matty Burton.
You know, exactly right. It's I guess when you get to go to Bathurst, that's obviously nice, but to sort of go an extra couple of hours to where it all started for both myself and Matty Burton, it's really looking forward to it. And it's obviously it's a really quality game that they're taking out there. Obviously, Rabbitohs are flying high at the minute, and we're in pretty good form ourselves. So it's you sort of grow up. Every now and then you might get a city country game out there or a trial, and I still remember how excited I was for that. So to get a game like they've sort of set up. In about 3 weeks' time, it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Isaiah, hey mate, you've had a great start to the season, and it's carried on from the way you performed so well last year. Maroon said in the intro there, one regular season loss since June. Do you guys actually talk about the prospect or the potential of going through undefeated?
No, it's not something that's spoken about, and I think we've done a good job of sort of picking out little things from every game that we need to learn on. And I think that's something we did really well last year. I think we're constantly learning from games even though we're winning. And I think that's sort of trickled onto this year. So I guess it's the old cliche, but it's something that really rings true for our club and with Ivan sort of as our coach. It's 1 week at a time, and every week there's some things to fix or to learn from. And it's just something we're doing really well at the minute. So, rugby league's a funny game. A lot can happen and a lot can change in a couple of weeks. So I think we understand that. And you never get sick of winning, so you don't want to take these moments for granted, that's for sure.
The other thing on that, though, too, is because there's been a lot of talk about the new rules and the injury toll it's had on teams. And we look at the Roosters again last night, and it sparked some debate about whether the rules need to be changed because of the carnage it's causing. But then you look at you blokes, who essentially you have very little change for a year now.
Yeah, I think that's obviously with the Roosters last night, it breaks your heart to see some of the injuries that went on there. But I think as a group, we've done well. I think our performance, like head of performance, Aidan Niles and his staff, do a good job of getting us fit. But we're a young side and full of energy, and I think these rules sort of suit us to a T, to be fair. So you look at the players we've got, everyone's fit and mobile. And I think, the way the rules are going at the minute, the game's speeding up, I think it just suits us so well. So I think we've handled it well, and I obviously hope they don't change it back. I think it fits our team really well.
Isaiah, I think everybody loves watching the Panthers attack. There's that much punch and flair and a hell of a lot going on, and it's genuinely exciting and entertaining football. But I think what's gone a little bit unsung so far this season is the fact you've only let 60 points in over the course of the opening eight rounds of the competition. I imagine that your coaching staff would be really banging the drum about how impressed they are about the wall that the Panthers have built in terms of the club's defence.
Yeah, that's obviously Cameron Serrato in charge of that, and something he takes a lot of pride in. I thought if you sort of just look even at the game yesterday, we obviously weren't at our best, but I thought the way we were able to defend our try line, I think it was about a four or five set period there where we just had to keep turning them away, and they end up coming up with an error. It's obviously something we pride ourselves on, and I think our attack and defence sort of go hand in hand. Our defence, it can help us win the field position battle, so all of a sudden we're having more attacking sets, and obviously we've got the players there that can score points and little mismatches across the field that we seem to be taking advantage of at the minute. So, they both work well together, attack and defence. But, it's something we pride ourselves on. You don't want to let each other down the line, and I think we're doing that, pretty well at the minute.
Yeah, that's from a team's point of view. But personally, I think you've taken your game to another level. Obviously, everybody wants to play State of Origin. Was that one of your goals at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I guess getting a taste of it last year, it's something you want to be a part of again and again. But I guess it all starts from club land and obviously doing your role for the team and obviously your team having success as well. That probably put me in the frame of it last year that the team played so well for the whole season and that sort of boosts you up into the little contentions like that. So, look, it'd be nice too, but I understand that you need to be playing well at club land and your team needs to be playing well. So look, that's my priority. It's still a month away, so a lot can happen between now and then. And I'm in a position where I think that's probably where New South Wales is really strong depth-wise at that sort of lock middle position. So, look, we'll see what happens over the next month. It'd obviously be nice too, but there's a fair bit to do between now and then.
Mate, what about the boy band, brothers? You lost Josh Mansour last year and I thought he's to help out the forward so much, just getting you guys on the front foot. But Brian Toto has been absolutely outstanding. And again, yesterday.
Yeah, look, he runs for 200 metres. for fun, to be fair. He's phenomenal for us. I think there was a period there in the second half where we were struggling a little bit in the middle and he took, I think, play one and three. Just incredible for us. He can do that hard stuff. Coming out of yardage and all that sort of stuff, but then at the same time, he's a try scorer as well. He's taking his game to another level. He's done himself right in the position for an Origin start, I'd imagine. But look, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed with our team, particularly with losing Joshy Mansell there. He's taken that with both hands, and look, he's probably been our best player all year. To be fair, he's not the one setting up all the try assists and everything like that, but geez, he gets us out of our end well, and he's just incredibly important for us.
What about your music taste? Being a kid from the Dubbo, from Dubbo, you'd sort of remind me a bit of Shane Webke, and every time there was a bit of rap music or pop on the radio or on the jukebox, you'd turn it over to a bit of country.
Yeah, well, I don't get that say in this team. A lot of Mount Druitt songs at the minute, so they try and get me to sing along, but not so much. I just let them do their thing, and it's not my taste. I can't imagine me playing it when I'm 50 years old, that's for sure.
can't imagine anyone. Just take us through Nathan Cleary at the moment. It must be such a pleasure to have a player so in command of his game at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And obviously what you're seeing is the final product on the field, but what he does from Monday to Friday, Monday to Thursday, whenever you're playing, he'd be the last on the field by an hour, and then he goes and studies. He's in the club the longest, and on top of that is just the ultimate competitor. He's been tremendous for us. He's leading us around, whether it be try assists or taking the line on or his kicking game getting us out of trouble. It just seems that whatever the team needs at that time, he seems to be doing it at sort of the highest class. So. Look, he was doing it last year, and I think he's only getting better this year. I'm very happy that he's our seven, and he's the one leading us around, that's for sure.
And his balance to that is so spot on, isn't it? You see some halves, Mitch Moses talks about it a lot, for example. You're either concentrating on the running game or the game management, and a lot of halves, it's almost one or the other. But Nathan, he just gets you guys around the park so well. But he's also so dangerous because he's such a tremendous running threat.
Yeah, exactly right. He just knows what we need at that moment. And look, that's something he's done for the last 18 months, probably his whole year, particularly that game management. That's something he's always been good at, I think. As he's got more games under his belt and become more experienced, his ability to take the line on, know when to pass, know when to run, knowing what pass to give it at each moment. It's just ultimate class. And look, he was probably the best player last year. He didn't get the Dally M, but I think it was probably just because a lot of the boys in our team took a few points off him at the back end of the year. But, he'd be there again, or thereabouts again this season. He's just outstanding. Like I said, he just knows when to what we need at each moment, and he's doing that well.
Hey, mate, before we let you go, this current interchange bench for the Panthers, blokes like Lee Neumay, Eisenhuth, obviously Liam Martin, these blokes had walked straight in to a spot in most other sides.
Yeah, exactly right. I think if you look at Liam Martin, he was a couple of positions off maybe from being in the State of Origin squad at the back end of the year. Tyrone May's versatility is phenomenal. And then obviously Spencer Lanou and Matty Eisenhuth. Matty Eisenhuth was starting lock for the Tigers last year at the back end. And Spencer Lanou, obviously young but coming through, and look, he's been outstanding for us. So look, we're lucky. It doesn't just stop there. We've got incredible depth. into our New South Wales Cup side. They haven't been beaten yet either. So, look, it's obviously it's a good feeling around the group at the moment, not just the top 17 in NRL, but the top 30 in the squad. So, everything's going well at the minute. And, yeah, particularly those four boys, they're adding a bit of punch for us at sort of the back end of each half there, which is really nice.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up with you, Isaiah.
Thanks, boys. Thank you for having me, Tat.
There he is, mate. The co-captain of the, good on you, mate, Penrith Panthers, Isaiah Yeo.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.